So perhaps the questions are not coming today, but you might, I would say, be familiar with either asking yourself as a child or being asked that eternal question, why is the sky blue? Questions like that are ones that we do seem to spend a little bit of time pondering, but I wonder if you ever contemplate why other things in the world are blue, specifically the tongues of blue-tongue lizards. Scientists at Sydney's Macquarie University, it turns out, have, in fact, been looking into exactly that. And it's for some kind of interesting reasons, actually. To talk to us a bit about what they've found and what all of this means for blue-tongue lizards, we're joined this afternoon by Martin Whiting. He's a lead researcher at the Lizard Lab at Macquarie University, which, Martin, already is a pretty cool place to work by the sounds of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a dream job, I guess. I mean, who gets paid to run around studying lizards?
It sounds like a pretty excellent way to spend your time.
Obviously, there's a lot more to it than that. And, you know, we're all about asking scientific questions about animal behavior and evolution and conservation and things like that. But we just use lizards to answer a lot of those questions, I guess.
Indeed. So what prompted your research into the blue-tongued lizard and specifically the tongue of the blue-tongued lizard? Was it just something you'd been curious about? Was there something in particular that prompted this area of research?
Well, we've been working on color signals for quite some time, and we're interested in the sort of information that a color signal would convey. And if you think about tongues, you know, most of the time they're pink, and that's certainly true of the vast majority of lizards. And, you know, there are probably more than 6,000 species of lizard worldwide. And yet we have these lizards that have these ridiculously blue tongues, and blue tongues are very rare. And we know that when animals have, you know, something unusual like that, there's normally a good reason they have it, and nobody really investigated that. They'd sort of, you know, hypothesized that maybe these blue tongues are used to convey information to other blue tongues, so they might play a role in social communication, or maybe towards predators. And certainly, you know, we've noticed that if you approach a bluey in the wild and get too close, they do open their mouths really wide and they flatten their tongues and expose as much of their tongue as possible, and they puff themselves up and threaten you. So we sort of had a working hypothesis that it probably has to do with deterring a predator.
And is that exactly what was borne out then in your research? And I wonder, how do you know, obviously, it not being possible to ask the blue tongue?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And, you know, our work is all about really designing animal-friendly experiments that can answer these types of questions. And in the last few years, there's been quite a bit of work on a particular kind of anti-predator display called a dimetic display. And these are different to your normal anti-predatory signals. So if you imagine, you know, a lot of animals have bright red color patches, for example, and those signal, you know, don't touch me, I'm poisonous, and I'm toxic, stay away from me. But they display that all the time. But if you think about a blue tongue, you don't actually see that bright, conspicuous tongue until they display it at you. So what they're relying on is kind of hitting you with this very conspicuous color patch at the very last moment and kind of overwhelming the predator's sensory system, for lack of a better term. So a good example is actually, or a good analogy is if I walked up behind you and I clapped my hands really loudly, that would sort of momentarily stun you, and you'd need a few seconds to sort of gather your thoughts and feel a little normal again. And that's the basic idea here, is that they wait until pretty much the last moment during an encounter with a predator, right at the point where that predator is about to grab them, and then they really open their mouths wide and give them a blast of colour.
Do we know, Martin, what it is about the colour that creates that disorienting, off-putting effect for potential predators? Is it just that they're not expecting to see something blue and then suddenly they do? Is there something about the particular tone or shade of the blue that does it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the other interesting discovery we made is that it's actually got an ultraviolet component to it. Huh. So those blue tongues are actually UV tongues. Well, they're really UV blue tongues. And, you know, humans can't see in the UV, but lots of animals can. So lots of predatory birds and goannas and snakes that might eat a bluey have that UV photoreceptor. So they can see in the UV, and it's a very bright UV at the back of the tongue, whereas the front of the tongue has much less UV. And that's probably because when blueys are sort of walking around and looking for the next strawberry patch, they need to tongue flick, and that's how they get information about their environment. But they don't want to be too conspicuous, so they don't really want to flash a bright, conspicuous UV tongue.
Hmm.
But if you can keep all that really bright UV at the back of your tongue, and at the moment, you know, you really need it, then you sort of display it in an instant, and we know, because we know a lot about the visual system of these different predators, we know that from actually measuring the tongue color. So we've got an optic spectrometer that is a piece of equipment that measures color, and that's how we know that they have these UV tongues. So we took measurements of the tongue, and then we were able to relate those measurements to the visual system of these predators and show that it's actually a highly conspicuous colour.
How fascinating. Martin Whiting is with us, lead researcher at the Lizard Lab at Macquarie University in Sydney. Martin, so this is really interesting, and obviously it tells you a great deal about blue-tongued lizards themselves and how they operate. Is that sort of the end of the research for you? Are you able to, or does it open up further areas of inquiry for you?
Yeah, it absolutely does. The next phase of the project is actually really exciting. We've built a robo-bluey, so we got the assistance of a student in the engineering department, and he's built a little robotic bluey. And the idea now is to directly test the predator's response. So the study that we've just published really focused on the blue tongue perspective, and now we need to focus on how the actual predators respond to these UV signals. So to do that, we've built this robo bluey, and we've made a bunch of tongues, some of which are going to have the highly conspicuous UV color. So they'll be fake UV tongues, and then other tongues will be, you know, regular pink tongues, for example. And we'll take this bluey robot into the wild, and we're going to present them to kookaburras. And we'll be able, you know, when a kookaburra, basically these kookaburras will normally fly down and they hop around in front of the bluey, and then at the appropriate moment we can press a button and
unleash
deploy
the tongue.
That that's right. That's right, exactly. So so that's going to be a really fun project. It's going to be very challenging, but that's the next phase of the study.
What an interesting research project, Martin. Thank you so much for talking us through it this afternoon. Ultraviolet tongues. Now I've really heard everything, I promise.
That's right. Thanks very much for having me, Anna.
Thank you so much. That's Martin Whiting, lead researcher at the Lizard Lab at Macquarie University, talking about that fascinating information, UV tongues from our blue tongue lizards, disorienting their predators with UV. How extraordinary is that?